The Ghana Health Service, GHS, has endorsed calls for resumption of flights to Ebola-infested countries. The service says closure to borders and other travel restrictions amount to stigmatization, which is against WHO rules on health. The GHS instead suggests that all borders be tightened and education intensified on the Ebola virus to prevent further spread to other parts of the continent. The head of Disease Surveillance Unit of the GHS, Dr. Badusa Akodie, told George Asikwi that public education on the Ebola scare is making some positive impact.
We should step up our vigilance, and that as much as possible at the point of entry within the country, the port health staff there should stay alert, vigilant. If for any reason somebody entering and the person is not well, the person is showing any symptom, including fever and the other symptoms, vomiting, bleeding tendencies, unexplained, then there is a mechanism to suspect and then do other tests. These should be properly monitored at all our points of entry. And then within the country, the surveillance system works perfectly, the health facilities and within the communities. If anybody is having any symptoms, it could be the condition suspected. The system should pick it early for further investigation, the necessary steps taken to prevent and protect others.
So the issue on the closure of border and then flight that many people are thinking that it should be lifted, is it anything to consider?
Well, now countries without the case, most likely way for those countries to get cases are people coming from affected areas to introduce their condition into those countries. And you said importation of the case. However, a clear recommendation from the World Health Organization that this outbreak should be handled without trade and traffic restrictions. This would require that countries should not say that while somebody is coming to your area and from affected area, and the person is not showing any signs and symptoms, you would prevent the person from coming. Well, the first guideline is that we have to minimize mass movement of people to and from affected areas unless it's essential movement. The next thing is people should know what to do, the signs and symptoms, so that if you feel that you are not well, immediately report and then what should be done to do further tests should be done.